A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the subject of the best alternative. We're looking at Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 21. You will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way." You will hear a word behind you say, "This is the way. Walk in it whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 23, the scripture says, "You will walk your way safely and you will not stumble." Don't forget, we said that knowing what direction to face at every point in time in a man's life is a crucial factor for success and advancement. We said people get different results from similar situations because of where or who they look. And so we began to take a look at five areas of focus or choices that affect a man's outcome in life and in destiny. It is this choice of who or where to look that determines how far we go in life, that determines our level of achievement or accomplishment. So we began to look at point number one, looking back. We said it is sorrow that looks back, and there is no future in the past for any man. And that's why Paul the Apostle said, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I am now able to reach forward to those things which are ahead of me." You cannot go forward looking backward, we said. Number two, looking around. Don't forget, number one, looking back. Sorrow looks back. Number two, looking around. Worry looks around. When you look around, you will worry. You cannot consider the many events, many things, situations and circumstances of our nation and globally today. If you are fixated on these events and these circumstances, you will necessarily worry. But we are being encouraged not to look around, because if you look around, you will not be able to stop worrying. How would a man not worry? If you don't have a car to commute from place to place, you will worry at the exorbitant amount or prices of transport fare. You will worry. And if you have a car of your own, you will worry at the escalating price of PMS. You will likely worry at the high cost of filling your tank for the journey you desire to embark upon. You worry because of this high price of PMS to fill your tank. Again, you likely will worry because there is no power supply. Maybe you have a power supply to your area for 1.5 hours out of 24 hours of a day. And so you will need to resort to your generating set. How do you buy fuel? If it is a diesel engine, how much do you buy diesel? 1,350 naira per liter. And so you begin to worry. You want to pay your children's school fees. All these things will make a man worry, most likely. And then let's go to the market. The prices of food commodities in the market, necessities. These are not luxuries. The basic things of life, the basic things needed for strength and survival, for food, they are too expensive. They are beyond the reach of an average man. And so all these things make a man worry. And that's why we said, if you look around, you will worry. Worry looks around. When you look around, you are distressed. You are distressed because of the events and the things happening around you. In Matthew chapter number 14, verses 29 and 30, we could see the picture of Peter who looked around and he began to sink. He made a mistake of looking at the circumstances that surrounded him, and the outcome was that he began to sink. The story: Jesus, after a successful campaign and feeding 5,000 men, not counting women and children, had sent his disciples away while he went himself to a mountain to pray. And the Bible says, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to the disciples on the sea. He was walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him, they were afraid because they thought it was a ghost, and they cried out for fear. But Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. It is me. Don't be afraid." And so Peter said, "Lord, if you are the one, command me to come to you on the water." So Jesus had said to Peter, come. And the Bible says, Peter came down in verse 29. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Peter actually walked on the water. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried out saying, Lord, save me. As long as Peter was looking unto Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. He actually walked on the water. He walked to go to Jesus. But when Peter took his gaze from the Lord and began to look at his surrounding, when he looked around, he began to sink. Worry looks around, and there is nothing worry does in the life of a man except to sink him. Don't let worry sink you. Don't worry. The Bible says you should be anxious for nothing. In other words, do not worry about anything. The Bible says, with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Don't allow worry. Don't allow anxiety. It is a wrong place to look. Looking around. Looking around will cause you to be distressed. Looking around only gives birth to worry and anxiety. Stop looking around. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. The Amplified translation of that verse says, do not fret or have anxiety over anything. The NIV translation says, do not be anxious over anything. Do not fret. And so if you don't want to fret or be anxious or worry, then stop looking around. Stop fixing your gaze on happenings around you, on the situations and circumstances around. There are things that are happening that are beyond the understanding of an ordinary man. You do not understand, and you cannot understand no matter how hard you try. So stop looking at things around you, things that you cannot explain. Stop looking around. Don't forget, looking back, sorrow looks back, so don't look back. And number two, looking around, worry looks around. Stop looking around. It does not produce any result. Number three, looking at yourself. That is another option, another alternative, looking at yourself. People look at themselves, their abilities, their qualifications, their position. You look at yourself. Some other times, people look at their disabilities, they look at their challenges and their problems. They look at themselves and they are depressed. When you look at yourself, you are depressed. You write yourself off. You think you are not qualified. You think you are not competent. You think you cannot do it. You think you cannot make it. You write yourself off. If you look at yourself, the spies that were sent to the promised land, 10 of them looked at themselves, and so they wrote themselves off. God does not expect you to look at the challenges or the issues of life with the goggle of your ability. Your abilities will fail you, as it did these 10 spies who came back and said, hey, we looked at ourselves and we were as grasshoppers in the sight of these men that we saw. We are as grasshoppers. When they looked at themselves, they wrote themselves off. That is exactly what happens to a man who looks at himself, who looks at his abilities, who looks at his certificate, at his competence. These are the task ahead of him. Don't look at yourself. Don't look at your ability. Sarah considered a disability. In Genesis chapter 16, she wrote herself off. And so she told Abraham, her husband, go in to my maid. Maybe God will give me a child by her. In Psalm 39, verse 5, part B of it says, certainly every man at his best state is but a vapor. Every man at his best state is like a vapor. So when you look at yourself, vis-a-vis this great task ahead of you, you get depressed. So stop looking at yourself. Stop looking at your ability. Stop looking at your disability. Don't be like Sarah, who wrote herself off. Don't be like one of the 10 spies who wrote themselves off, who saw themselves as grasshoppers compared to the giants they were supposed or expected to face. Face those giants, you will overcome them. In that business, face the giants, not in the eye of yourself, not looking at yourself, not looking at your abilities or disabilities. Face it in the energy of the Spirit. And that will be our last point of discussion, where to look. That is the best alternative. But for now, please understand, don't look back, don't look around, don't look at yourself. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Lord, I destroy every root of worry and anxiety in my life today in the name of Jesus. Let the root of worry and anxiety be destroyed by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to pray. What are those things causing you worry, causing you to fret, causing you anxiety? Lift your voice and pray, Father, turn around every situation that is causing me worry and anxiety. Turn around everything that is causing me to fret. In the name of Jesus, turn it around for me. Eliminate my fears and my worries by the power of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name, I'd like you to make a commitment and pray. Father, I refuse to look at circumstances and events around me. My eyes are on you. I set my face like a flint on you, the living God, in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace, O God, to stop looking at the circumstances surrounding me, the events going on in our land or in the world, to fix my gaze on you, the living God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and pray. Father, I receive the grace to look beyond myself, to look beyond my abilities and qualifications, to look beyond what I am able to do. Give me the grace to look beyond myself and help me to achieve results and testimonies that are bigger and greater than me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I receive the grace to look beyond myself like Joshua and Caleb, not like the other 10 spies. I receive that grace, O God, to look beyond my abilities, to look beyond my disabilities, to look at you, the living God, and arrive at the place that you have destined. I receive the grace to make it like Caleb, like Joshua, by the help of your Spirit. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names that the Lord will give you the grace to stop looking around, the grace to overcome worry and anxiety in the name of Jesus. Everything causing you worry and anxiety, I ask that it be destroyed and be turned around today in the name of Jesus. The root of worry is destroyed totally in the name of Jesus. The grace to look beyond yourself like Joshua and Caleb, to look at God's ability and God's word and to arrive at the place he has destined for you. That grace is imparted to you today in the name of Jesus. May the good hand of the Lord rest upon you and may the Lord take you beyond your own ability and beyond yourself to the praise of the glory of his name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adeluju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.